And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One. We're live, Ben. We're live. It's happening. Yeah. I just need to make sure before I can... We are live.
This is what Saturday mornings are all about for me nowadays.
That's right. Here we go. It's the Shindig Breakfast Show on FCUM Radio. And we are feeling...
Ole, ole.
That's right.
Ole, ole.
Get your Zumba class going.
Ole, ole.
To the left, 1, 2, 3, here we go, 3, 4, 5, to the left, right, 4, 6, up, down, straight, forward, to the hips.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
That's it. Come on, George.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
And we are here for the next hour, ladies and gentlemen, right up until what the kids call midday, with some football news, some football chat, some other chat, some Strictly Catch-Up, I imagine, Ben, because that's back on the television now. I watched Killing Eve. I could review that for you if you like. We're going to talk NFL. Dill's back playing on the old FIFA 19 here, and he's 2-0 up against Accrington. What a turnaround from last week. Accrington, Ben. Accrington.
Never
Stanley.
He's
supposed to say, who are they?
Oh, sorry. Who are they?
Exactly.
Oh.
Feeling hot. How are you feeling, Ben?
It's quite hot. It's October.
It is October.
Yeah, and it's quite humid outside.
Yeah, it's
a bit worried, Marv. I am.
Worried for what?
Everything. Have you been outside?
Yeah, briefly.
It's boiling.
It's not boiling.
It's hot.
It's not hot.
It's hot.
It's warm.
Warm.
It's all
warm. Right, it's warm.
Yeah, it's warm.
All right,
best,
it's
yeah.
warm.
No, I agree. It's warm.
It's troubling.
It's unseasonably warm. I wouldn't say it's troubling necessarily, Ben. I personally am excited about this because I've just booked myself a little holiday.
Where are you going?
Later this year.
Where are you going?
Well, I thought it'd be nice to get a little bit of heat.
You really
in the later
have.
Months.
You have. You. Oh, that's just Facebook. You really have. Got
changed.
Changed, haven't you?
I know. Yeah. So I'm going to Lisbon.
I've been to Lisbon.
Have you?
Yeah.
When did you go to Lisbon?
I went to Lisbon on my honeymoon.
Was it?
Yeah, I went on a boat there, didn't I?
How'd you like it?
It was lovely.
Yeah.
I really.
Lots of tiles, I understand.
Now the
lots
thing,
of walking.
The thing is about Portugal, Marv, and this is where the United theme comes in. In case you're going, this doesn't feel very United this morning.
What? We've already
obviously,
a couple minutes in. Do
Portugal,
we have to get United?
Portugal.
Who wants to talk about
if
United?
If I say
at the
Portugal
moment?
To a United fan, they always go Superbock. And of course, Superbock is the glorious lager from Portugal.
Portugal.
Yeah.
Portugal.
So I'm like this to my wife at the time, and still my
at
wife
the time.
Now. Yeah. And I said,
strange way of putting it.
I said
to my wife at the time, and
said,
still.
As soon as we get to Lisbon, the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to buy you a bottle of Superbock.
All right.
So we go into a bar in Lisbon.
Yeah.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and I get a bit swept away. And I'm sitting outside with a 36p bottle of Superbock, right? And it suddenly dawned on me that it was 10 o'clock in the morning. Unashamed.
You still drank it?
Yeah.
10 o'clock in the morning?
10 o'clock
You're
in the morning.
You're a monster.
I know, I felt like a monster.
To be fair, you'd been on a boat for days. I mean, I'm not surprised you hadn't started drinking at 6 a.m. Just crazy.
The other thing about Lisbon, which obviously I know you're not going to approve of, and if you're listening, kids, close your ears now. There are a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? People who walk around with smelly pockets, let's say, who open up their pockets, their coats to you, with lines of green bags.
What's in the bags?
Stuff that's illegal, Marv.
Oh, those kind
of
bags.
Yeah, and because I look like this, like Serpico or something, right? As soon as I get...
Like a Salford Serpico.
as soon as I got off the boat, I was greeted by these people. I can't say what they were saying to me, but
well,
they were offering.
Put another word in place just to mute us.
Fun plants? Fun plants?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
No, of course that's what I said.
I went to Amsterdam once, Ben, and as you know, they have a slightly more relaxed policy towards fun bags in Amsterdam, in all meanings in that. Oh, dear. I made a mistake over there because... as I was walking along the street, there's, I don't know if you know this, Ben, it's not just the legal people that want to sell it to you. There's also illegal people want to sell it to
why,
you.
Why
and
bother?
They stand on the street going like this. They say other words, but they basically go like this. Drugs. Got some drugs. 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 Like that, right? And I, in my naive innocence, Ben, as a middle-class 17-year-old yarm boy, went past and when someone went, huh? I went, I'm sorry, what?
Oh.
And everyone else left, Ben. They all walked on, and I was there... not feeling polite enough to say...
Engaging in conversation.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, I'm abroad. I don't want to be one of these types that doesn't get involved with people. I'm sorry, sir, what did you say to me? Oh, no, I'm fine, thank you.
The other thing about Portugal is it's got a lovely bridge.
Mm, lovely, like San Francisco.
Like the Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah. It's got lovely old trams that go around. They're just
called elevadors.
They just keep the trams now just because of tourists. They don't go anywhere.
Well, there's a lot of walking, apparently.
There is a lot of walking. Yeah. They've also got these special lifts because it's very hilly, a bit like San Francisco in a way. It's very hilly, so you get to go in these metal lifts in the middle of the town
that's
and
right.
stuff.
I've read about all this. It's interesting.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's good. I'm glad that it's all being backed up.
Yeah.
I've read that because it had a lot of different influence. So it's got the same kind of Jesus statue that
in Rio.
South America has, and it's got the bridge that you talked about, and there's all kinds of stuff.
Obviously, as well, when you're there, if you can swing it with Karen, I reckon you should go to see Benfica.
Or whoever I'm going with.
Oh, yeah. You should go and see Benfica.
Why?
Because it's a local football match. You might as well.
Yeah, I'm all right.
No?
Nah.
Sporting Lisbon?
Maybe Sporting, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I go see Sporting.
Anyway.
I'm not really into football, Ben. I know it's a lot to say for a football radio show, but... The way I'm looking at this show these days is that this is your opportunity to try and bring me back to football. What is it about football that's left that is of any interest?
You're the
anymore?
Archetypal armchair FC United supporter. You've kind of lapsed. Used to go quite a bit. Lapsed.
Oh, I'm fully in lapse.
Yeah, there's a lot of you around. And what we need to do over the next couple of seasons, I feel, as FC United supporters, is bring you back into the fold, Marv.
I think what FC needs and what Big United needs is a rebranding exercise where clubs now maybe should start moving away from the word United.
What?
It just doesn't really stand up for what it used to mean anymore, does it? There's a story every day in the BBC about Jose and what he's...
Latest one, 3 hours ago on the BBC website, Mourinho has the support of the Man United board despite run of bad results.
There's been a lot of good stories in the press this week about it. There was a story on Wednesday which said, Giggs says... United should not let Mourinho go. Good.
Scholes says. Glad
Ryan's got involved.
Scholes says. Oh, yeah. I'm surprised he didn't go after the West Ham result.
Neville says, give me a go. I didn't do that bad at Valencia. Shut up.
Valencia says, what? You were dreadful.
I think that was my favourite moment this week when Antonio Valencia liked that photo, which said something to the effect of, God, I hope Mourinho leaves soon. Like. And then so I asked him about it. He went, it said what?
It's a bit like of course, I know Paul Pogba's coming for a bit of
stick, Salford stick.
The best story I've heard so far is the fact during the close my Facebook window.
Yeah.
During
who is this person?
Disclose me. No.
Oh, I'm
just close
it. Ben's mum.
Because we were getting beat at half time, Paul Pogba. It was just a normal result at half time. Paul Pogba tweets celebrating, having a laugh and a joke at half time. But that tweet did not go out due to poor internet access until the full time whistle.
You're kidding.
Nope.
That's a shame, isn't it? Oh, that's a shame. Do you know whose Twitter feed I do enjoy? Not that I go on Twitter that much, but from everything I've seen, I think it looks great. Patrice Evra.
Yes.
He looks like a thoroughly enjoyable person to follow. He basically goes up to strangers in the street and goes, Oh, hey, let's dance. Ow. It's like the cat from Red Dwarf in the early days.
He's on Strictly.
He is on Strictly.
He's doing well.
Nice link. But before we get into that, let's maybe start the show properly, shall we? Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. What are the rest of the words? One man comes in the name of love. One man is Bond. No. Oh, you're listening to the Shindig Brothers Show on LCM Radio.
We're back, everyone. We're back.
We've been back for a few minutes.
We're back.
People haven't realised that we're
back. No, now we're back. Now we're back.
Now we're back.
Now we're back.
So you are listening to Ben and Marv on the Shindig Breakfast Show. We are going to be here till midday to bring you a little bit of, well, Ben, what are we going to bring people?
Well, Marv, we've got all the usual favourites. We've got the Shindig Pick of the Week. Mm. We've got the song that's just plain wrong.
Okay.
We've got the midday review at 11 a.m.
We've
got the quiz.
Oh, right.
We've got the buffet. Uh-huh. We've got the media review.
Right.
And we are live from Broadhurst Park for today's FA Cup third qualifying round encounter between FC United of Manchester and Witton Albion of Witton.
Where is Witton?
Near Northwich.
Where's Northwich?
It's in between Manchester and Chester.
Where's Chester?
It's in between Manchester and Anglesey.
What's Anglesey?
It's an island just off North Wales.
Where's North Wales?
It's to the north of South Wales.
Got it. Just to the north of South Wales, isn't it, North Wales? Yeah, that's where it is. Lovely part of the world, North Wales.
Oh, yeah.
South Wales? Eh. I can say that because I'm half South Welsh.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah, the southern
when
half
of when was the last time you were there?
Swansea. Early this year. April? June?
Doing your car tax does not count as visiting Swansea.
Yeah, I went to the DVLA. It was lovely. Do you know what they call the DVLA in Ireland? I found this out this week.
In Ireland?
Yeah.
No idea.
DVA. Oh, it's a DLA. It's missing. It's the DVA.
It's missing
the
license a
out in Ireland. That's what they do.
We don't need it.
We don't need it. We don't need a license. You can keep your license. What we need is driving, vehicles, and assurance. Or agency, perhaps. And I tell you, if you do not get this Brexit border issue resolved before someone leaves something else.
No, we can't go into politics now.
Is it too early?
It's too early for politics.
Tell you what, I'll distract everyone with a dance.
Good news, Marv.
I call it the May robot. The May robot closely connected, of course, to the Mobot.
Shall we get into that?
I don't have a particular problem with her doing it, to be fair.
I think
it's misplaced. It is. It's a shame because someone's kind of said to her, considering how badly the African dancing went down, do you want to do a bit of Mickey taking out yourself? And that's not a bad idea. It's just she can't pull it off. It just looks like more bad dancing. So I feel like her advisors are genuinely trying to get her out.
The thing
now.
Is, though, even
should we move on for you, mate?
Even the waving was awkward, right? She's there. She comes out on stage. She's getting a standing ovation just for literally walking on the stage like Mr. Bean. And then she starts waving to the balcony, but she does it in a way. It's like Swampy said. It's almost like she's got a coat hanger still attached to her coat.
Yeah.
It's a weird way to act. I mean, the worst thing about it is obviously you walk through town and you see all the problems and that. And she's there dancing and everyone's going, oh, she danced. It's like, can we not talk about what she's actually doing to people?
Yeah,
that'd
true.
Be nice.
Ben, you carry on talking for a sec.
You're listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio. Radio for FC United of Manchester. And just to let you all know, coming up at 2:30 this afternoon, it's FC United against Witton Albion. And we'll be bringing you full coverage here on FC Radio. From 2:30 at 2 o'clock, there's Red Rebel Radio, and very shortly here on the Shindig Breakfast Show, we'll be bringing you the pre-match thoughts of Mr. David Chadwick, caretaker manager, the caretaker manager of FC United of Manchester, as Marv is lining up a new game of FIFA for. It's Bring a Child to Work Day here at FC Radio, and just play the starting lineup that it gives you. God, we're trying to do a radio show.
Well, Ben, this is what happens. You've got to get it set up properly, haven't we? Eh? That's why I told you I had to cover for a
minute. It's the worst United team in history. It's the 2014 Manchester United team. That was abysmal. Abysmal.
Fellaini's still there. That's good news.
Hmm?
Fellaini
is there?
Yeah, Fellaini's there. That's good news.
Oh, God.
The only man that can clean your ceiling whilst cleaning your floor. Doesn't really make sense, that joke.
But can't even win headers. Can't tackle, can't pass. What's he there for? He's literally a waste of space.
There we go. All right. Sorry, Ben, I'm back in the room now. What do you want me to do?
Let him get on with it.
He doesn't know how to get this, it on. He wanted a different team.
Tens of listeners listening to this now going, what are they doing?
Huh? That's right, Dills, they're not. They're not. No one's saying that.
What, no one's listening or no one's saying that?
Either one. Either way you look at it. If anyone's actually...
Everyone's saying it because of you.
Okay. That's right. That's right. He's absolutely right. I can't argue with him.
Now, we obviously, as well as bringing
you... Can we talk about government and politics a bit more?
Why?
Just, I'm ready for it.
Are you ready? You're prepped?
The thing that I wanted to talk to you about specifically...
About me?
No, about you. Oh, you about
to me.
Was a few years ago, we were going on about how important it is that Andy Burnham get put in as Manchester Mayor.
Yep.
Come on, Burno. If anything, Ben, we got him there.
We did influence that election.
All right? You know, we said we weren't going to, but we did end up kind of influencing it his way. What's going on now? What's he up to? What's he doing? Because a lot of things aren't really going great from my perspective, and I appreciate I have a very limited perspective. But rough sleepers and homelessness seems a little bit tricky. General city centre safety is kind of terrifying at the moment. They took away the bikes because the Mancunians were just destroying the bikes, so the company went, well, we're not going to keep giving you free bikes. If you're just going to ruin them, we're going to take them and put them somewhere else, and they've done that now. What's Andy doing, Ben? Where is this silver lining of hope and beauty that is Andy Burnham?
I don't know. I think he's doing stuff with the homeless problem and trains.
And he's trains?
Yeah.
Trains is his thing.
Trains are abysmal, Marv.
I don't argue with that, Ben. There's a lot of abysmal stuff.
No, but really abysmal. Like, they're on strike again for the... What's this, the 10th Saturday on the trot that we've had to... we can't get a return ticket because they stop at 6.
So, have you got in touch with Andy?
What for?
Ask him what's going on.
Well, I know what's going on.
Can we get him on for an interview? Well, what's going on there? You tell us.
There's just loads of cuts, isn't there? So you have to... It's managed decline is what we're in at the moment.
If this happened at our previous logistics firm, Ben, where we worked, and I asked you to do some work, and you said, oh, sorry, you're not paying me enough, I'd be like, Ben, we need to find ways to deliver more with less. All right? Is the closet... Did you see the conservative group from university that got kicked out this week?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Wow. Let's not talk about them.
Wow.
Let's not talk about
them. I genuinely thought it was ironic until I read it 3 times.
You read it 3 times?
Well, it's like, oh, it's a comedy. It's not a comedy. They're actual conservative. But they're... What are they? Oh.
They're young conservatives. What's that?
Well, I know they exist.
Do they exist?
Yeah, I've heard about this.
You've heard? Have you met one?
I've heard interviews on Radio 4 recently with silent conservatives, who are basically youngsters that don't like to tell anyone. They have to sit in these socialist groups and go, yeah, bloody, bruh, Jacob Rees-Mogg, what an idiot, and secretly then go home and write on a piece of paper, I love Jacob, a number of times.
With a
spin round a few times and wash themselves in
holy
water.
With a quail.
Yeah, with a quail's egg. I think you mean a quill.
I do mean a quill.
Yeah, I don't know what a quail is.
It's an egg.
It's a bird, yeah.
It's an egg.
It's a bird.
Well,
you can't have an egg of an egg.
You can't have an egg of an egg.
What?
That's how an egg came about, wasn't it?
Well, an egg came from a chicken, mate. What you need to ask yourself is where did the chicken come from?
Exactly, the egg.
But where did that egg come from?
A chicken.
Which chicken? The first ever chicken. So where did that chicken come from? The answer is God. This is why I should teach in schools. There's no answer to it. What, it just suddenly... There it is, as a brand new living thing.
Pretty much a chicken.
Pretty much. Good grief.
And to be fair, my 7-year-old son will shout now, where did birds come from, Dylan?
An egg.
An egg.
The correct answer is dinosaurs. He does know that.
Oh, the sky. The sky.
The sky.
Yeah.
What? Click of the fingers. There's a chicken.
Just drop.
Yeah. Because if you're going to create a bird, let's create a chicken.
Here's something I saw this morning, Ben, where I was doing the washing up here, because you texted me earlier saying you were bringing your boy to work day. So I thought I'd do a bit of tidy up because I got incredibly drunk here last night. So what's happened is I'm doing the washing up and I'm looking out back. There's a cat there, Ben. Street of cats. So many cats here at the moment.
I hate cats.
Cat on one side of the fence. I'm thinking, I'm going to go out there and disturb it because I don't want that cat hanging around here. I want it to know to fear this area. Oh, I didn't need to bother. You know why? Because from the other end of the fence, a grey squirrel.
Squirrels are hard.
They looked at each other like they were trying to make a decision, and the cat thought, all right, I'll give a go at this. It went for it. The squirrel stood its ground, basically bobbed it on its nose once, and it legged it.
We saw a couple of weeks ago a squirrel take on 3 magpies and and succeed.
And a group of school children.
And succeed, let's say.
Right.
Just to say as well, Marv has fallen out of love with football. So what we're going to also try and do, we're going to play you the Dave Chadwick interview in a second. What we're also going to do is go through every single third qualifying round match this afternoon to see whether Marv has an ounce of care.
What a feature.
I think it'll work.
Yeah.
We're also going to be discussing the other areas of football, that American football arc.
Yeah.
And
it's way more interesting.
Rugby Football League.
I've got no issue with you watching Rugby Football League anymore, Ben.
And where does the term togger come from?
Oh, what does it mean?
Football.
What?
Apparently it's a Cheshire term to describe football.
What is?
Togger. Togger? Yeah.
Togger?
Have a game of togger. Yeah.
It sounds like a private
exactly,
school.
For rugby union, yeah. But no, togger.
Oh, should we go to togger? I've heard of rugger.
Togger.
Rugger, you can't say without being posh. Rugger. I mean, you can say it's a sulfur. So would Salford Ian say that?
Rugger.
Yeah, rugger. Yeah.
Rugger.
Rugger. You want to play some rugger?
Anyway, shall we play the Dave Chadwick interview?
Yeah, why not?
On Friday afternoon, I caught up with Mr. David Chadwick. Obviously, it was a difficult Saturday afternoon last week. FC United going down to a 1-0 defeat away at Nuneaton. But hopes are high that we can turn that around I'm trying to introduce this properly.
I wasn't laughing at you, mate. I was laughing at someone else.
Hopes are high that FC United could turn it around for this afternoon's
match. I've got tired of reading out those Sunday night match reports. Well, FC United lost again on the weekend. They've now got 1 point and they're 20 points outside of safety. To be fair, this is the closest I've been to an FC season, like emotionally. This is classic Middlesbrough. I can tell you how it ends up.
Here's caretaker manager David Chadwick speaking to me on Friday.
Oh, you see what you've done there, mate?
I've got the volume down, haven't I? Yeah, the volume's down on the iTunes, the old iTunes-y thing.
Because people think that's the producer's fault, but it's not. You turned it down before you gave it to me. I will not hold responsibility. Here's Dave Chadwick. Davey? Is he going to say Davey? Here's Davey Chadwick, pre-Witten, on Saturday. When did you speak to him? Friday?
Yesterday afternoon.
Friday afternoon. Yeah. Here's Davey boy.
So, Mr. Chadwick, a big thank you for joining us once again on a Friday afternoon. How's training been this week following the Nuneaton match on Saturday?
It's been good. It's been good. All positive. You know, we obviously had to regroup. We were happy with one or two things, but you know, collectively as a group, we've tracked on, worked hard, and you know, one or two have been smiling even. So yeah, they've worked hard. So you know, we've worked on fitness, we've worked on ball work, and everyone's really up for it. So good to go.
And obviously, you know, our chat that we had at the weekend, we were talking about the injuries, not just long-standing injuries, but the injuries picked up at Nuneaton. What's the treatment room looking like heading into the game against Witham?
We need a bigger treatment room, is the request.
Yes. get in the queue, we'll get some funding for it. Go on, carry on anyway.
Yeah, no, obviously, it's looking a bit better. Chris Lynch is okay. He trained last night, so it was more of a dead calf than a pull. So he's just all bruised, but he's fine. He's fine. He trained last night. I let him off for the last 10 minutes. I let him have a rest, only so I could join in though. But no, he's all right. Billy Priestley's struggling with his Achilles. Harry Winter, he's just done some light training, so he should be okay. Lewis Mansell came through unscathed, so that's a bonus. He's okay. Lloyd's slowly moving on. Lloyd Allison. So, you know, hopefully in a couple of weeks' time we'll get some full training out of him. So yeah, it is slowly improving.
I was going to say, so Lewis Mansell's back training with FC United now.
He certainly is. He trained last night, worked hard, and he's in the squad tomorrow.
Brilliant stuff. You've been, seems like it's a week does it go by that we're talking about a new transfer in or a loan signing. In this case, we're talking Jordan Perrin, who's come in from Wigan Athletic. What's the thinking behind that move?
I'm no keeper next week. So,
fair enough. Now you've answered that question. What's he going to bring to the squad over the coming weeks?
We've had him training. We knew the situation with Dave Carnell 2 weeks ago. So I had a little sniff around to see what we could find, and we had one or two reports on a few different keepers. Wigan kindly let Jordan come in and train with us for the last 2 weeks now. So, you know, he's been able to feel the place, and he came to obviously Nuneaton last week, did the warm-ups. So he's been gradually brought in, but he's a young, big, strong, confident player. He was down south with Arsenal up until a couple of years ago. So he's, you know, he's experienced in terms of training all the time. He's looking forward to joining in. So obviously Lloyd's not fit yet. I had to look around for something different. Obviously, it's not nice. I'd like to keep a bit more consistency in the squad, in the team as well. You try and, especially because it's been a rocky road so far this year, and obviously I'm a second manager in charge. You want to get your team settled down quick. You know, you don't want too many changes. But in a way, it reminded me of a bit like a pre-season in the last few weeks where you're moving players in and out and because you're trying to gauge what they can do for you. And it's not ideal. But, you know, the lads have responded great. And all I can ask is for work rate. And so that's what they've been doing. So, yeah.
In all fairness, I mean, we did pick up on that on FC Live on the weekend, but you have got you are getting the core right, aren't you? I mean, you've got Willoughby, you'd like to have Mansell playing alongside Willoughby, you've got Winter, you've got Jones, you've got a centre-back trio there. It's the goalkeeper's been a problem, but we knew that at the start of the season, didn't we? So all the pieces are there, kind of, for a consistent team. You just got to get the board together, I suppose.
Yeah, of course, like you said, slowly the pieces of the jigsaw are coming together. Obviously, with injuries haven't helped. Oh, yeah, Harry was missing. There's been all sorts of people leaving. Obviously, we wanted to bring a few in, but it's always hard to bring people in at this time of year because everyone's just settled into squads. So, obviously, we've pulled in a few loans. But again, it's consistency. You want a consistent 11 on the pitch. I've been trying to get a solid spine in the team. And slowly, we are getting that. Like I mentioned last week, you know, When I came and helped out, we were conceding a lot of goals. So I've worked hard on nullifying that. And I feel like that's took a big step forward. So now we're trying to concentrate on the little frilly bits going forward. So, yeah, it's work in progress. You know, we're under no illusion that the team doesn't need strengthening, because I think it does in certain areas. It's work in progress. So we'll see where we go.
And finally, Dave, just a quick message for the supporters. They're rocking the place against Colne. What are you hoping for from them on Saturday?
Oh, same again. Especially when, you know, we had a great following over to the Neaton at the weekend and they'd have gone home disappointed. But now we're back on our own turf. It's a massive game for the club, FA Cup. You know, get behind us in your numbers and let's just be loud and roar us on, because the lads are up for it and they want to put on a good performance.
Dave Chadwick.
Yes, speaking to me on Friday afternoon. So FC United against Witton Albion coming your way at 2:30 here on FC Radio. Here on FC Radio, FC Live, FC United against Witton Albion in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup.
I like that last question.
What last question?
Anything you want to say to the fans?
It's my new question. Anything? It's my new question.
I mean, it's like a giveaway, isn't it? Because he's not going to say anything except for just be legends. Just keep being on legends, all right?
It's my new favourite question to ask anyone.
If he turned round and said something like, you know what?
Just get me back.
Stay away. I think we're actually going to be more successful as an 11 if everyone just stays away from the ground and just lets us focus on what we're trying to do. Wow.
What a message.
That's a great strike from Luke Shaw, that is.
Now, obviously, it's the third qualifying round for FC United, but it's also the third qualifying round for a lot of sides, Marv.
Mm.
So I'm going to read you out some fixtures here, and I want your first impressions, Marv, of whether you actually care or not about these sides.
Yeah. Whether I care about the sides?
Well, just the ties and sides and whatever.
So, right, if there's any interest in this.
Okay.
Right, fine, yeah.
So, kicking off at 12:30 this afternoon.
Yeah,
we've got this tie here, which I think will be live on the BBC Red Button, I think. Peterborough Sports against Chorley.
The only interest I have in that is that Bimini Boo's favourite place is Peterborough.
Altrincham against Bradford Park Avenue.
Minimal.
Bath City against Luton. No, okay.
Not Luton. Good.
None. No, Lewis.
Oh, none.
Billericay Town, they've got a really interesting chairman stroke owner who basically has painted a big line in the dressing room.
What for?
He also sacked his manager.
Does he use it like his motivational methods?
Yes.
Cross this line and you're putting your heart on the pitch.
He also sacked his manager during a game.
During a game?
Yeah, via text message.
Via text? Did he read it?
Probably. I think they actually won the game as well. Billericay Town against Whitehawk.
No.
No. Brackley Town against Marine.
No.
But Marine. Nice what? Marine. Marine? No. Cleethorpes Town against Geisler.
No.
Nothing at all. Here's one for you.
Right.
You'll like this
one.
Concord Rangers,
Ben.
Yes.
Against
Beaconsfield.
Sure. Now that I'm in for. Can't wait to find out who wins for between Concord Rangers and Beaconsfield.
I reckon they'll get up to a flyer, Mav.
Hey.
Curzon Ashton against Southport?
No.
Curzon Ashton against Southport?
Right.
No?
Why do you keep saying it at me like I should care?
I'm trying.
It's just all football, Ben. This is not the way to get me back into football, but by just reading out villages at me.
Dunstan UTS against Chester. Now, you know, you should know where Dunstan is.
Should I?
Oh, well, you know these people the same. You all know each other, don't you? It's Nick Gateshead. Dunstan.
All right. Are you not thinking of Dunstable?
No, Dunstan.
You're not thinking of Dunstable?
No, Dunstan.
I don't know it.
Gainsborough Trinity against Blyth Spartans.
No.
Gainsborough.
Yeah, it's got the word Spartans in it.
Yeah. There'll be 300 there.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm just looking if there's any more of interest. I'm struggling to get you motivated here, Marv, aren't I? I mean,
pretty bad.
York against St Ives. No.
I mean, that's North v South, isn't it? That's the.
Well, it's not. It's not Cornwall St Ives. It's like in Cambridgeshire St Ives.
There's another St Ives.
Yeah.
Oh, grief.
That's why that poem goes on for so long is because he gets confused about where he's going.
Which poem?
The one about a man going to St Ives.
Which poem?
About the one.
What happens when he gets to St Ives?
He gets a milkmaid or something. I don't know.
A man goes to St Ives, gets a milkmaid, and what comes home?
Well, no, discovers he's at the wrong St Ives and decides he has
United
to go
3-0 up.
That's unrealistic. He's gone to the wrong town and he has to go to another St Ives. No?
That's his story. That's the poem.
I don't actually know the poem, Marv. I think that was pretty clear. Wasn't it, Marv?
It was pretty clear, mate, yeah.
In other news, and I'd like to get your perspective on this, Marv, from a footballing point of
Brilliant.
View.
Brilliant, okay.
Hyde United have put out a statement.
Oh, what's the statement say?
They basically say that their manager, Darren Keller, has been offered the job of manager at FC United, but he's turned it down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Has he?
I don't know.
Have we interviewed him?
I don't know.
Have we interviewed him?
Well, do you remember what I said? I don't expect us to know until he's appointed.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty standard practice, isn't it? In any company or business or anything, if you're trying to headhunt somebody,
you keep it quiet.
And that's pretty universal, isn't it? Because that kind of thing goes. You ask permission of the other club, and you go, "Is it okay if we speak to your gaffer?" And they go, "We well, don't want you to. Thanks for giving us a courtesy."
Yeah.
And then they've gone, "Nah," like that. That's a bit rum, isn't it?
It is a bit rum, Ben. Rum's the perfect word for it.
From your perspective of working in several successful businesses, Matt.
Thanks, mate, yeah.
That's not how it works, is it?
It's not how it works. And I wouldn't stand for it as one. I don't quite know who to be angry at. Have we offered him the job and we're...
I don't know.
And we shouldn't have done, or...
Yeah, he's a decent manager.
Yeah, I know, but should we have done it in a different way, you know, because now...
Well, no, you do it in that's the way you should do it. The old way we did it, which was to go, right, we're looking for applicants, and we had applicants, and that's what we did. That's not the way you do it. You do it by having an application process, but also having
who you'd like to apply. Ben, the last way we did it was... Tom? Tom? Come in here a sec, Tom. Fancy, I don't know, managing the team... Yeah. Cheers, Tom. See you later.
Good
I'm just going to go and, you know, heal this dying cow.
From St. Ives.
From St. Ives. What a goal that is, Wayne Rooney.
Now, shall we talk about other avenues of football?
Well, I've got a quiz if you want to go through an FA Cup quiz.
Okay, let's do an FA Cup quiz.
Do you want a little quiz?
I want an FA Cup quiz.
Okay. I've found a little quiz for you here. Oh, that's not the right one, Marvin. Come on, let's just... Okay, oh.
Where's your normal bed music list?
It's hard getting this laptop to work the way I want it to work, Ben. It's just...
What? In a laptop-y way?
It's the mouse I haven't quite got used to yet. The old, you know, double-clickety, clickety-slidey, slidey-click.
Get your pens and paper ready, people, because we're having an FA Cup quiz!
Right, I've got some FA Cup questions for you.
Okay.
Right, here we go.
I'm ready.
So you do one at a time. I'm not going to cut to a song and all that.
All right. Okay.
Question number one, Ben. What was the name of the company who became the first sponsors of the FA Cup?
Littlewoods.
If you like, Ben, on all these, you can commit to an answer and get 2 points, or you can hear the options and get 1 point.
Littlewoods.
You're going to say Littlewoods? Yes. Littlewoods, you say. All right. We'll find out the answers in a minute. That's going to be the exciting part. This Littlewoods. Just Littlewoods, innit?
There we go.
Yep. All right. In 1972, Ben, the shock of the third round was the exit of Newcastle United. Which non-league club dumped them out in 1972?
Hereford.
Hereford United is an option.
Yeah.
All right. We can go with Hereford. Fine. Man United beat Arsenal in the 1999 FA Cup semi-final after extra time, Ben. But who missed a 90-minute penalty to seal the tie?
Bergkamp.
Dennis Bergkamp, you're going to say?
Right. I'm killing this.
Well, if you got them all right.
Yeah.
Who was the first player to be sent off in an FA Cup final?
Steve McMahon, was it? Oh no.
You can't look at the options.
No.
You can either give me the all answer right. and get 2 points.
Kevin Moran.
Did you see Kevin Moran on the list?
I did,
You did. So you're only going to get 1 point if that comes off.
Okay.
I was very clear about the rules.
Sorry.
Sorry, I was right about that. Number five. Who won the last FA Cup final that was played at the old Wembley Stadium? What are you looking at the answers for? What are you looking at the answers for?
Sorry.
You're looking at the answers again.
I'm looking at the answers now. I reckon...
What are you...
United.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at the answers. I'm telling you.
I said I'd give you options. You can't just look at the answer screen when you want to.
Why?
Because that is just excludes the listener, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, good point. Good point. All right. What's the options, Marv?
No, you don't get the options. You have to commit to an answer.
United.
Oh, what a surprise they're in the list. God, this is just making me so angry. It's like it's the first time.
I'm looking down now. I'm looking down.
Question six. Who scored the fastest ever FA Cup goal at the old Wembley Stadium?
Di Matteo.
Roberto Di Matteo. That's in the options. Question seven. Where was the first FA Cup final staged? The first ever? Tricky, isn't it?
Was it Bramall Lane?
Bramall Lane, you're going to say.
Was that on the list?
Nope.
No. The Oval.
The Oval on the list. You can have that. I'm finding question eight, Ben. In which year was the big freeze? Oh, no, it's not the final question. Which year was the big freeze when the third round took 66 days to complete?
That was in the 90s, wasn't it? That was the one where you've got John Motson. Is it 93?
Your options are 63, 55, 79 or 72.
Oh, none of them then.
None of them,
yeah. 63.
Who was the first person to miss a penalty in an FA Cup final?
Don't know. Less.
John Aldridge, Alan Clark, Gary Lineker or Charlie Wallace?
Aldridge missed his penalty.
Charlie Wallace, do you remember him?
Aldridge missed his penalty against Wimbledon, didn't he, in 86.
So you want to go with Aldridge?
Yes.
All right. And the final question, who was the first player to pick up 4 FA Cup winners' medals?
Giggs an option?
Robson, Brian that is. Ian Rush, Mark Hughes or Alan Hansen?
Mark Hughes. Mark Hughes.
You're all saying Mark Hughes. Everybody's saying old Sparky. There you go. Submit my answers. You said Littlewoods, that was correct. You said Hereford, that was correct. You said Bergkamp, that was correct. You said Kevin Moran, that was correct. You said Manchester United, it was incorrect.
No.
Chelsea was the last team to win at the old Wembley. Roberto Di Matteo was correct. Do you remember what that goal was?
Against Middlesbrough, wasn't it?
Against Middlesbrough. It's the only reason that Middlesbrough was ever brought up in FA Cup final quizzes.
But to be fair, you shouldn't have been there anyway because you robbed Chesterfield in the semi-finals.
We should have been there because we did rob Chesterfield. France made it to the Euros from robbing Ireland, all right? It happens to everybody.
It was a blatant handball.
Actually, it doesn't happen to everybody. It happens to those that deserve it. The Oval was right. 1963 was the big freeze. You got that right as well. John Aldridge was incorrect. It was Charlie Wallace.
No.
Charlie Wallace missed the penalty in front of 120,000 fans in the 1913 FA Cup final.
Wow.
While playing for Aston Villa against Sunderland.
Okie dokie.
120,000.
At Villa Park?
In 1913.
Sounds dangerous.
Doesn't it?
Mm.
Really, really dangerous. And yeah, Mark Hughes was the right answer. Do you want me to say it one other game, mate?
You're listening to the Shindy Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio, Radio for FC United of Manchester. And don't forget, coming up at 2:30 this afternoon, it's FC United against Witton Albion in the third qualifying round of this season's FA Cup.
There you go.
And also at 2 o'clock, Red Rebel Radio. 1 o'clock, don't forget, it's a wild card. And United A Go Go is coming up straight after us at 12 noon. And I know Mike doesn't like it being called 12 noon, so...
What does he like it being called?
Just 12.
What's wrong with 12 noon?
I don't think he likes it.
Because?
Oh, no, it's the 24-hour clock he doesn't like. Don't know why.
He doesn't like the 24-hour clock?
Yeah. Coming up in a second, we'll be discussing...
What do you mean he doesn't like the 24-hour clock?
I don't think he likes the 24-hour clock.
What do you mean?
I've just... I remember him making a comment.
How can you like or not like it?
I remember him making
it's
a comment...
Like me not liking the telling concept me, of doors.
Telling me to get rid of this 24-hour clock nonsense.
What 24-hour clock?
I was using it to say when a time of a show was coming on.
Like at 1,800 hours?
Yes.
But then there's only one 1,800 hours in the day.
Well, that's why it was saving on Twitter count.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're going to write 6 o'clock, the evening 6 o'clock.
That was ages ago, anyway. We are going to be discussing the egg-shaped footballs now. Starting off with padded rugby, otherwise known as... Oh, forward-passing rugby, otherwise known as gridiron.
That's right.
Marv, what do we do with all the dwindling supporters and TV ratings and no one cares about American football anymore?
You bring it to England, where people start to care more.
And why do people care about it so much?
Just because it's different and it's new.
I don't understand, though.
What?
Well, at Wembley,
yeah,
50,000 people went to the Challenge Cup final to watch Warrington take on Catalan Dragons.
Unlucky.
Right? Yeah. 50,000 people.
Yeah.
If an American football exhibition match went to Wembley,
yeah,
that got 80,000.
Oh, it's they sell out way in advance.
Why?
It's good. I like NFL.
It's boring.
I don't find it boring, mate.
It is.
I mean, cricket's boring.
Cricket, certain versions of it is.
And golf was boring until this week. Good grief.
Well, it's a Ryder Cup.
Suddenly that took a step up, didn't it? Violence and everything in it. Good grief. But yeah, no, I think there's a lot to like in the NFL, Ben. It's an interesting sport. And one of the things that makes it interesting is you don't get the same people winning it every year. Because
it's got a socialist way of running.
If you do it very badly, you get one of the chances to have the first pick of the next season, and that's a great concept. So you don't generally tend to get teams like the Patriots who just walk it most years. Unfortunately, the Patriots do exist. After all, money runs everything, Ben. But that's how it is. We're a quarter of the way through the NFL season.
Can you believe it? Not just to be clear, not the actual season. The regular season.
The regular season.
Yes. Yeah.
This is basically before the playoffs start and the divisional championships.
And the really confusing stuff.
No, I think this is more confusing. When it gets to that point...
I was about to say, this way of... This fixture thing...
Yeah.
...in the regular season is utter nonsense.
I'll tell you what the most confusing thing is about the NFL. Is that if United are playing at Chelsea, right, for example, you'll see that written on the screen as Chelsea v United.
Yes, but it's at United, in America, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. That'll be Chelsea at United. It blows my mind every time. Anyway, things to talk about from the quarter of the way through the regular season, Ben, is that the New England Patriots aren't top of their division at the moment. The Dolphins are actually leading their division.
Didn't I say they would do something?
I think I said something. I couldn't tell you, Ben. I couldn't tell you at all. The Cleveland Browns are not bottom of their division.
Right.
They've actually started winning a couple of games this year and have gone to overtime a couple of times, and they're doing really well. The Steelers are actually bottom of the AFC North, which is a surprise to everybody. I'm sure you'll agree. Thank you. In the AFC West, Ben, the Kansas City Chiefs are flying. They are one of only two teams to have won all of their games so far. Would you like to guess who the other team is that's won all of their games so far?
All of their games so far.
Kansas City Chiefs and...
Can I have three guesses?
Sure.
The Vikings.
Nope. They were tipped to do well.
The Chargers.
No.
Am I close?
Yes.
How close?
Geographically, very close.
Same stadium close?
Same city close. I don't know if it's really in the same stadium.
Oh, the Rams then?
The Rams, yeah. Do they play in the same stadium?
Yeah.
Do they? I don't know. Yeah, so the Rams have also won all the games and sit top of their division. The Redskins lead the Cowboys. The Eagles aren't doing very well so far this year. The Green Bay Packers are pretty solid. Surprisingly, the Chicago Bears are leading that division. And I suppose the only thing to mention is that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were flying at the start, and there was their quarterback, who's got a huge big beard like Brian Blessed, was getting a lot of attention, and they've started to fall away very quickly. And the 49ers, of course, who had Johnny, Jamie, James, Johnny, Jack Garofalo.
Good name.
JG, who spent most of the season last season out injured and came back at the start of this, has now injured his anterior ligament, whatever it's called.
Interior ligament?
either of them.
It sounds like wallpaper.
The ALC, it's called. I think Rooney broke it at a World Cup. Who knows?
That was anyway, his metatarsal.
It's all they're all
which
broken.
Actually in a Manc accent is a very sexy word.
Metatarsal.
Metatarsal.
Sexy. I don't think that's fair. Anyway, so that's pretty much it. It's looking like a good season. The teams that you kind of haven't seen at the top in the playoffs for a while are going to do well. So.
Well, in the other round egg-shaped ball game, otherwise known as Rugby League, or as posh people call it, Wigan are through to the grand final to take on Warrington Mouth.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That'll be taking place at Old Trafford next Saturday. 6 o'clock kick-off. Should be a very exciting counter. However, Rugby League has gone up a notch or two, because in the £1 million game, Mav, are you aware of what the £1 million game is?
The £1 million drop?
No, the £1 million game.
Is it the same as the £1 million drop?
Do you know the £1 million drop is now on daytime TV and it's no longer called the £1 million drop. It's called like the...
£20 drop.
£20 grand drop or something. It's pretty poor.
£15 drop.
Anyway, so are you aware of the concept of the £1 million game?
No.
Right, let me explain it to you, Mav. Basically, what happens is the bottom four of Super League at the end of the normal season go into a group.
The bottom four?
The bottom four go into a group with the top four from the second division.
All right.
Okay. And then they play each other. So they have seven games.
Like in a post-season kind of a situation.
The top three go into Super League
for
next season.
Yeah.
The bottom three are out of here. You're in the second tier. The middle two play off in a one-off game to decide who gets promoted.
No, I'm into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're dropping it for next season, unfortunately. Because there's too much.
Too much what?
Basically, Leeds could have got relegated.
Right.
This season, because there's too much ambiguity.
In that who makes it exciting. Leeds might get relegated. Well, they deserve it if they're down there.
I thought that, right. But anyway, so in the end...
Nonsense.
In the end...
Oh, we'll have this rule up until a team we like nearly gets relegated.
That's pretty much it.
Ridiculous
sport.
So
what's happened...
And I'm into a ridiculous sport, you say.
What's happened is, Salford have won the qualifiers, it's called. Leeds were second.
Yeah.
Hull KR were third. And in the £1 million game, Mav, we've got... London travelling to Toronto.
Oh, so
you've got Toronto against London in a game which is essentially an M62 corridor game. And it's made everyone go, whoa, how's that happened? So and Castellan Dragons won the Challenge Cup as well.
What kind of crowd will it pull in Toronto?
About 10,000.
Oh, sounds all right.
Yeah. It's a great... It's the club's only existed for 2 years.
Yeah.
And they play in a college stadium.
It's a great trip for the England teams to make.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's quality. Yeah. So, and also we should say, just to blow your mind even further about how ridiculous Rugby League is, there's also a match taking place tomorrow, which we'll see in my patch that I cover, League One, which is the third division. It's called the promotion final. Right, so it's just the standard playoff final, right? And it's Bradford against Workington.
Yeah.
Taking place at the team who finished higher in the league.
Yeah.
Bradford.
Right.
However, because of the restructuring... Rugby League next season, they've decided that we need to get the second tier up to 14. So three teams are now going to get promoted. So if you lose tomorrow, you've still got another chance because you get to play the team who finished bottom of the second division
next week.
That's not even the best bit, Mav. Who's got home advantage in that game? It'll be Swinton against either Workington or Bradford.
I don't know.
It's going to be a flip of the coin. And it's going to be taking place at full time in tomorrow's playoff final.
I mean, that's the way to build
and
the drama.
Both all three head coaches will be there for the coin toss.
£1 million flick of a coin.
Yeah. Well, it's not £1 million. It's probably like £100 grand, I reckon.
For sure. Yeah.
So that's any other footballs? Games?
No, I've got some dancing to talk about.
Yes.
I mean, I've started watching Strictly this year, so I can comment
on it.
Well,
you've got a partner now. That's how it works, you see. You were critical of me for a number of years for getting involved in Strictly. There's some stuff you just have to watch and get involved with, and I quite like it.
I'm not against it, Ben. There are some things that I do have to watch, and they're called Vanity Fair, and that's a whole different kettle of fish problems. But, you know, the dancing programme, it's all right. And there's a couple of reasons I enjoy it. One is the fact that Bruno just seems to get to a point where he goes, you know what? I've had enough being this fun, big, outlandish judge. And he sits there and goes, yeah, that was bad. It was really bad. And you can see a look in his eye which says...
I'm angry right now.
He's not happy. Yeah.
It's always the chirpy ones you got to watch for.
Do you have any favourites? Do you like any of them? Any of the dancers?
I like Duran.
You like what, sorry?
He likes Dutch Orange.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good, he's got some good moves. He surprised me in the first couple of weeks.
The thing is...
nice, good, yeah.
And what's his name, De Beck?
Anton.
Now, Anton De Beck...
wanted to go home early this year.
No.
He did?
He does
dancing every year, and he's the only one that's done every single Ruddy series, and he does On the Wall, bring on the wall! And he does loads of stuff for the BBC. No. And he said, you know what, this year, guys... can I go out week one and have a quiet Christmas?
Anton De Beck is the only human being in the history of mankind who's made me go, Dale Winton is a good quiz show host.
Dale Winton is a good quiz show host. He was.
Was, yeah. Yeah. But that, the Bring on the Wall, when he did it, compared to when Dale Winton did it.
Our Great Suit
Wow, that's a drop.
Don't forget about Great Suit Marcus.
I was too young. I found a new appreciation for Dale Winton when Anton De Beck took over hosting that show.
I mean, by all accounts, Anton De Beck, I don't want to say it, not a great guy. I've said it. But
the thing is that he always gets lumbered with the joke dancer.
What does that say about him?
No.
He's a joke dancer.
No, he's the card. He's the one. Oh, I'm the celebrity. He's the one that everyone knows, the dancer.
He's the one that's never going to win.
Right, exactly. And he likes that. He probably gets paid a bit more, I'd imagine, for being that.
Well, he's male as well. So that's gonna
help. Exactly. Yeah. He normally gets to near the quarterfinal stage when the public go, all right, you've had a good run at it, right? We've kept you in because we think you're funner, but that's enough now.
You've been dragging Ed Balls around the dance floor.
Well, not Ed Balls, but Anne Widdecombe.
Why not Ed Balls?
Because
what, Ben? Right, this was in the news this week about pairing same-sex couples together.
Well, they've already done it, haven't they, in America?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Or was it the Israeli one? I can't remember. But one of them did it.
The world freaked out because I think it was Dr. Raj or someone had some dancers going on behind him that were all male. Good God. What's this world coming to when men are dancing with men now?
I was going to say, the reason why it wasn't Ed Balls is because he had a female dancer and I couldn't remember her name. But, just to be clear, Anton De Beck didn't get well into the competition with his little joke dancer like he normally does.
This year? No, it's because, for a few reasons, Ben, one, their dances were insane. Another one is that she didn't come across great.
Exactly. Anne Widdecombe. You know, Anne Widdecombe got to the quarterfinals.
You've got to warm the hearts of the people watching, and she didn't.
No,
she didn't. No,
we've still got a problem with that show, and the problem is Tess Daly.
Right.
What now? You've experienced a whole evening. It is very reminiscent of Gordon Burns, isn't it? In fact, I'm being harsh on Gordon Burns. Gordon Burns, even though he'd always mess up, still had a bit of personality.
Do you know?
Got this thing here called an auto cue and it's broke.
For the first time in a long time, I quite enjoyed Tess last Saturday.
Really?
I thought she did all right. Yeah, I'll say that. Yeah, let's be fair when it's worth being said. We both know she's a monstrosity, Ben. All right? But last Saturday didn't bother me too much. Surprising. Maybe it's because they had Susanna there.
Maybe.
You know, and now just, that she's gone.
There is a thing which I'm going to plant in your brain.
All right.
Which will change your opinion.
Of?
Tess Daly,
oh, yeah.
As a presenter. Check out every time she has to come back from what the judges have said and see how many times she says exactly the same thing over and over again. The last words uttered out of one of the judges' mouths, she'll repeat it back.
But, Ben, you've just admitted earlier that you like asking the same question of your interviewees.
Yeah, it's my new favourite question.
So
what's your message for the
fans?
You
can't give her an hard time.
I wouldn't say that. There's times and a place. I wouldn't use that question, for example, if it was a standard league match. It's only because it's the FA Cup.
Were you surprised to see Blues Lee Ryan in the bottom two, Ben?
No, because he's a horrid individual as well, isn't he?
Oh, why is he a horrid individual?
Oh, he's nothing about
him. He's got a lot of glitz and glam about him. He's doing quite well.
Speaking of...
I think there's a lot of strong male performers this year. That's my view on it.
Cat.
Yeah, the cat. I think Charles is doing a great job.
The guy from Casualty.
Yeah, I think that's we're talking about the same guy. Dr. Raj.
Ranj. And the YouTube guy.
He's doing a great... I think there's a lot of strong males. In terms of the females, Katie Piper hasn't really done anything so far. I know we're only a couple of weeks in, but not really.
The state of this. You've never been this enthusiastic. How long's this show been on for? This has been longer than he's been alive.
We've got and 6 minutes left and I'm filling. We've got Faye Tozer from Step. She'll go quite far, but she won't win because people don't like her dancer.
What are you doing?
Ashley Roberts is there. Same reason for her.
No, we're not doing this.
Don't
we're
do
not doing
what?
This. The whole point of us discussing Strictly in the past was for you to take the mick out of me. We're not being enthusiastic about Strictly Come Dancing, Marv. It's not happening.
He's going to score with Van der Sar.
What are you doing?
De Gea, sorry, not Van der Sar.
Get De Gea back in net. Right, just to add, we're nearly coming to the end of the show. But FC Live will be coming your way this afternoon at 2:30. Women's team will also be in FA Cup action tomorrow. They're taking on Bridlington Rovers, which is not far from your neck of the woods, Bridlington.
Is that right?
Boundary miles.
Is it?
Yeah. It's all the same, that East Coast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bridlington, Hull, Norwich.
Preston.
Anything else to add, Mar, before we draw a line under the show?
No, mate. I mean, Kate Silverton's on there. She's doing...
Stop
well
going
well.
On about Strictly. I'm so uncomfortable. Mm. Just to add as well, something else that's cropped up is there's a suggestion on the BBC website that our Man United players trying for Mourinho. What do the stats say?
All right.
There's an interesting phenomenon which has started to appear.
Phenomenon.
And that is players, top flight players in all leagues, because of the Carlo Opta thing and all that palaver, are now starting to rig the stats.
What?
Rather than win games.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the
so instead
footballer.
Of going for the juggler with a long punt upfield or whatever, which might reduce your pass completion rate, you opt for just a simple side pass.
That's targets, though, isn't it?
And you see that.
You come out of this year with an 8% pass rate on Opta, we'll give you an extra 10 grand, whatever it is.
And that's dangerous, isn't it? Because that's how you get mid-90s Liverpool, modern-day United, and...
All-time Middlesbrough.
All-time Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
Safe passing.
Yeah.
No purpose behind it whatsoever.
I couldn't agree more with you, mate. Do you know, here's my proudest moment of the week, this week. I was in work and people were moving some cans of Pepsi Max, Ben. I say this very carefully. Some cans of Pepsi Max, they were moving them from one fridge to another fridge for a reason I won't divulge. But someone said, hey, Claire, would you mind moving those Pepsi Maxes from there to there? And I went, oh, well. Pepsi's Max, I think you'll find. Oh, yeah. The correct language, Ben, is Pepsi's Max.
Why?
Because they're all Pepsi.
Aren't they Max I?
No.
No?
You've been listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show.
That's
here.
That's right, isn't it? It's Pepsi Max I.
You can't just throw an I on the end of something because it's a plural, mate.
But it is a plural.
I know it is, but you can't just throw an I on the end of it because it is.
But especially because it's a Latin word, Max, isn't it?
What?
Well, it comes from...
It's got nothing to do with the Max. It's got to do with the Pepsi, mate.
What's
there are many Pepsis. There aren't many Pepsi Maxes.
There's many Pepsis.
No, good grief. You're listening to FC
and Radio. PepsiCos.
Radio for FC
and many PepsiCos.
And this is the Shindig Breakfast Show, and we've been a joy to listen to, I'm sure you'll all agree, for the last hour. Ben's going to tell you now what's coming up next, and what's coming this afternoon, and what's coming up in the short future.
Pep Guardiola said, we shouldn't need a police to protect our bus.
He's right.
City going to Anfield this weekend.
He's right.
Yeah.
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 To be fair, Ben, not just City, not just football. Anyone shouldn't need to be protected from anything. Everyone should be all right.
I always find that a bit contrived, that welcome to Anfield. It's like, it's not Istanbul Airport. You're not going to top what they do. I'm sorry. Anyway, coming up over the course of the next couple of hours, it's United Go-Go coming up next. And at 1 o'clock, it's the Wild Card with lots of local music from Claire. And then at 2 o'clock, it's Red Rebel Radio with myself and Swamper, where we discuss more the pies of Gloucester at North End. And at 2:30, it's FC United against Witton Albion in the third qualifying round of this season's FA Cup. And don't forget, tomorrow, Women's Team Live from 2 o'clock, FC United against Bridlington Rovers.
That's
in the
right.
Women's FA Cup third qualifying round.
Mm.
A win for FC United's women's team tomorrow, they'll be in the first round proper for the first time ever.
God.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Marv, a big thank you for hosting us this morning. We don't say that enough.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anything else to add?
Just having a quick scan through the BBC website.
You got your Belgian passport sorted yet?
No,
you're looking at it? Or?
Nah, I'm just... You know what I am, Ben. I'm the kind of guy that just goes with the flow and sees what happens and then moans about it at the end of the day. Here's a great story. Why are so many disabled people killed by US police?
Saw that. It's horrific.
Good grief.
Good way to end the comedy show, Marv.
Here's something to end it on. I found out this week, again through the BBC, that there's been 200-odd selfie deaths. Which are
people
climbing ridiculous places to take a photo of themselves. And they reckon that we should respond to this by putting up signs in these dangerous places saying, don't take a selfie here. I'm against that. if they're stupid enough to think that's a great idea. One of them is climbing on another one's shoulders on top of a tower miles in the air without any protective thing. Right? You think that's a good idea, guys? Go for it and see what happens.
It's a Darwin Award.
It's your choice. It's your choice. It's your choice.
Just don't land on anyone on the way down.
I'm not paying taxes to... Yeah, exactly. You get my point. You've been listening to Ben and Marv here on the Shindig Breakfast Show. We thank you for listening. We thank you for living. We thank you for loving.
Thank you, Marv.
Thank you, Ben. And thank you and you and you. That's all of them. See ya.
Bye.